Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Labor Day, everyone. I'm telling you, it is such an amazing day here in Connecticut. We had some slight showers, but still, it was an enjoyable day. I got the opportunity to sleep in late and eat some of my delicious new foods. Today I made my first batch of kale chips, and they were so delightfully delicious. So, as you know, today we are going to be sharing with you some of my new eating habits and some foods that we need to be eating that will enhance and maintain our youthfulness. So before we go into that delightful episode that we are about to air today, I would like to play for you our theme song.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Well, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, today we'll be talking about eating for your health and youthfulness. And for me, as a child growing up in Jamaica, West Indies, on the farm, my parents were farmers, food has been very special to me. And I just realized a few years ago that I grew up on organic produce, because my father never used fertilizer, and although he was not organically certified, I'm not even sure whether they have organically certified farms in Jamaica or not. However, that was what I grew up on, and hence that has provided for me a solid base when it comes to health. So this is a very exciting episode for me to be talking about. And I've found an article that I will be sharing with you. So I'm super, super, super excited about this broadcast today. As you know, we are on the air twice a week on Wednesdays, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And on that show, we focus on the education, inspiration and empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business people. On Sundays, we deal with life-changing issues. And that's the reason why today we are talking about what we should be eating to maintain optimum health and, of course, to preserve all our youthful genes. So what I'm sharing with you today are just the new habits and practices that I have been adopting since 2010. And I'm so proud to announce that since I started spring of 2010 to practice these new eating habits, I have reduced 60 pounds of fat off my body. I look younger, I feel energetic, and as my stylist Willie said, girl, you look fabulous. So I just want to share that today with you. I am sure you probably have heard me mention on a previous episode that I was adopting a lifestyle awakening, because back in 2010, I realized that I had diabetes and elevated blood pressure. So everything was kind of out of whack. My blood pressure was 210. I was weighing 220. And needless to say, it was an awakening for me. I was blessed that the doctor sent me back home. And I started drastically to modify the way that I eat, what was going on inside of me. So I used to do juicing sporadically. However, I started doing more juicing, twice a day juicing, and I would have a meal for the afternoon. So I started juicing. And then as I progressed and started doing research and reading about different eating habits, I started to eat majority raw. And prior to that time, the only thing I used to have raw was a salad. But I began eating more raw, not only for my salad, but for my entree and everything like that. People ask me, are you vegan or are you vegetarian? I'm in between. I know I am eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, and I'm doing a lot of juicing. I am not totally off meat yet. Occasionally when I go out with people, I'll have a piece of meat and I'll have some seafood. However, I am working on that part of me, because I tell you, raw is very, very healthy and it is also delicious. There are still... I am going to be sharing with you some of the things that I am juicing. I do green juices in the morning. I do my celery. I do cucumber or a zucchini. I have ginger and green apple. I put some spirulina powder in it, and sometimes I have the wheatgrass powder that I add to that, to my green juice. Then I do my smoothies in the mid-morning or lunchtime, and I do a mango smoothie, mango with pineapple and papaya and banana smoothie, depending on what fruits I have in the kitchen. That's what I make my smoothie with. I do berries. I do raspberries and blueberries and strawberry smoothies as well for my meals. And one of the things that I have been doing, not just since I have adopted this new lifestyle, is to eat a lot of wild salmon. And I'm going to be sharing some insights that I've gathered from Dr. Nicholas Perricone's book, Forever Young. And he gave us, in that book, he gave 10 essential foods that we need to eat to maintain our youth. So before I go to that, I want to tell you that some of the things that makes up my regular shopping list now. So let's start at the farmer's market. I buy organic kale in the different varieties. I buy organic garlic and onions and organic yellow and green squash. I just learned this year that there are about four or five different varieties of kale. Until this year, I did not know. I only knew one kale, the curly leaf, and that's what I've been buying and using for years. So this year I was able to get some different varieties. I also buy the fresh string beans. They have them in different colors, green and yellow. And I tell you, they are delicious and they're sweet. So I come home, I clean them, I keep them in the refrigerator. I used to blanch them, but since I started eating raw, I just clean off the stem, wash them, put them in the refrigerator, and take them out and eat them when I need something to snack on. So I also buy the organic fruits at the market, the organic cabbage. I did a research about eating for my blood type, and the corn was suggested that I remove that and tomatoes. So this year I did not buy that at the farmer's market because I, based on eating for my blood type, I'm supposed to remove corn and some grains from my diet. So I have removed tomato and corn products. So I mentioned that I also buy the organic ginger. I buy the organic garlic and all that I get at the farmer's market. So when I go grocery shopping now, my list looks drastically different from it used to look because I have a lot of green things in my cart. And I look even the beets. I look for the beets that has, it's the entire plant on that, because sometimes, just last week I started roasting my beets, and even that sometimes I cut the stalk up and I put it in as well. But what I did this week is juice the stalk with whatever I'm juicing, with my celery, my green apples, and my ginger. And I just put the stalk of the celery in that. I mean, the stalk of the beets in that as well. So that's just some of the foods I'm buying. Some of the spices and herbs that I continue to include in my diet is garlic, nutmeg, cinnamon, turmeric, wheatgrass, flaxseed. And you're going to hear some more about cinnamon later on, because it's very important for us to keep in our diet. I've also included the dark chocolate. So I was excited when I saw it on Dr. Perricone's list of the 10 foods. So I figure, oh, thank you, Lord, I'm not doing too badly. I remember even growing up in Jamaica, My mother always encourages me to eat the watercress. We just pick it and eat it. And she always says it's good for your blood, to purify your blood. And there is, it is on the list of 10 things to eat and to maintain your youthfulness. So that is some of the things that I've added. I've added more coconut, because growing up in Jamaica, we just eat coconut. We call it jelly coconut and dry coconut, but we just eat a lot of coconut. So I was also excited when that was on the list for Dr. Perry Cohn's book. So, as I say, I'm excited. Last week, I went to my stylist in Harlem. I walked in the store, in the shop, and no one knew it was me until I removed my sunglasses. And they were so excited to see how well I look and how much weight I've took off. And I'm just so thankful that I'm able to make these intelligent choices that is impacting my life in a positive way. All right, so before I move into that information I want to share from Dr. Perry Cohn's book, I want to remind you that we are on twice a week, Wednesdays 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Sundays 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., and we are also on Twitter and Facebook. I'm also on LinkedIn, and I encourage you to please join me there and connect with me there. And you are also welcome to call in at any time to discuss or add any valuable information that you may have to add about what I am talking about here, my eating habits. And I'm sure you probably have some valuable points that you can share with us too. So the number to do so is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And that is the number that you can call in if you would like to speak with us. So, yes, from an article on Dr. Nicholas Perry Cohn, who is the author of several books. However, the latest book that he has written is Forever Young. And 10 Fountain of Youth Foods. If you want to maintain your youthful appearance, be sure to get your daily dose of wild salmon. Why? Salmon and other cold water fish are packed with omega-3 essential fatty acids and antioxidants that fight inflammation, keep skin looking young, and decrease body fat. It's one of many superfoods that can turn on protective genes and turn off negative ones, according to Dr. Nicholas Perry Cohn, a dermatologist who has written several books on aging. Dr. Perry Cohn's most recent book, Forever Young, introduces a field he calls nutrigenomics, or the study of how diet can affect the way genes work and prolong health. Perry Cohn's claims about foods activating and deactivating genes may be a stretch. We have DNA that we have inherited from our parents, and it may carry the propensity for certain diseases and aging process, he says. But there are certain foods that are very effective in the regulating and expression of our genes. to give us more youthful appearance and prevent the onset of age-related diseases. Perhaps that's clear is that this list of recommended foods are packed with healthy properties. Perry Cohn recommends stocking up on the rainbow foods like blueberries and eggplant, colorful fruits and vegetables that provide disease preventative nutrients. These foods are rich in antioxidants. Eating a watercress salad with olive oil 3 times a week can work wonders for your health, says Perry Cohn. Used by the ancient Greeks as a therapeutic energy enhancer for the soldiers, watercress is dense with antioxidants and other minerals. Perry Cohn claims that watercress activates a series of genes that flood the body with self-protective enzymes, improving the immune system. The green vegetables also has diuretic properties to help remove toxins from the body and is believed to prevent cancer as well as maintain eye and skin health. On your next trip to the grocery store, make a note of the nutritional values of foods, not the number of calories, advises Dr. Perry Cohn. One of the most common mistakes people make in their diet is focusing on calories restrictions, which usually leads to nutritional deficiency rather than eating the correct categories of foods. Perry Cohn says, follow the recommendations for food categories that stabilizes blood sugar, keep insulin level low, and have anti-inflammatory properties. Perry Cohn recommends staying away from what he calls pro-inflammatory foods, which turn off protective genes, resulting in poor skin. Cinnamon, for example, is a powerful anti-inflammatory spice that regulates blood sugar and keeps skin wrinkle-free, he says. If your sweet tooth craves chocolate, it's okay to indulge in a piece like tea and blueberries. Cocoa has a high level of catechins, antioxidants that can turn off damaging transcription factors and turn on protective ones. Cocoa contains parathioidin B2, which protects brain cells from inflammation and can stop the production of pro-inflammatory chemicals that are released in the skin. The baby boomers are probably responsible for the big push to look and feel young, says Perry Cohn. Even with younger generations, everyone knows that by taking a proactive role in your health, eating the correct diet, getting moderate exercise, and reducing stress, we can look 25 years younger than an identical twin at the age of 60 who did not take care of their lifestyle changes. 25 years may be a lot to ask from salmon and cinnamon, but Perricone's recommended foods are certainly high in nutrition and may be prolonging youth. Let's look at his suggestion of the 10 top foods that we should include in our diet. Dr. Nicholas Perricone, a dermatologist who has written several books on aging, has just published Forever Young, The Science of Nutrigenomics for Glowing, Wrinkle-Free Skin and Radiant Health at Every Age. He claims that diets can affect the way genes work and prolong health. Read on for his list of 10 foods that will keep you looking and feeling younger. All right. So the first food he started with is the salmon. And let us see what he says about salmon. Let us see what he says about salmon. Just bear with me. Just bear with me here. All right, so if you're just joining, we're talking about foods that we need to include in our diets so that we can maintain the youthful look of our bodies. We need to nourish the cells with special foods in our bodies. And so here is what Dr. Perricone says about salmon. I'm trying to pull up his I'm not doing too well on pulling this thing up here. Just you bear with me. All right, so where are we now? Not there. Not there. All right. So, I think we are getting there. My computer is just a little bit slow tonight. So, if you're just joining me, Please feel invited to the conversation, and you can tell me if you have been doing anything differently in your food preparation, and what are some of the things that you're eating, and how is it making you feel? Are you feeling younger? Are you looking younger? Let's talk about some of those foods. Salmon and other cold water fish are packed with omega-3 essential fatty acids and antioxidants that fight inflammation, keep skin looking young, and improve overall health. Salmon is also a source of in the skin, extra dark chocolate has the most health benefits because it has the greatest amount of cocoa. And now we're going to move down to my favorite one, which is cinnamon. We use a lot of cinnamon in Jamaica. We put it in porridge. We put it on buns. We do a lot of things with cinnamon. We use the cinnamon stick, and we also use the cinnamon powder. Cinnamon, he says, is a powerful anti-inflammatory spice that regulates blood sugar, which helps keep skin wrinkle-free. Pericone says its aroma is also good for the brain and can improve memory and attention span. One of the spices' key flavor is cinnamonic aldehyde. CINNAMICALDEHYDE has been linked to the prevention of melanoma. And the next is watercress. Watercress is dense with antioxidants and other minerals. The green vegetable also has diuretic properties to help remove toxins from the body and is believed to prevent against cancer as well as maintain eye and skin health. The next on the list of 10 foods are chia seeds, C-H-I-A seeds. Chia seeds from chia plants are very high in omega-3 fatty acids, which maintains skin, heart, and brain health. Chia seeds are also an excellent source of vitamin E and bone-building minerals like calcium. Next on the list is coconut oil. You heard me mention about coconut at the top of the hour. But also, coconut oil, Dr. Pericone recommends coconut oil in daily diets because it contains saturated fats that help strengthen cell walls. Coconut oil also works with the thyroid to increase metabolism. I know in Jamaica, you know, people make their own coconut oil, and you know, I started snacking on the dry coconuts. So there's a lot of value in there. Instead of eating the salty chips and all those things in the bag, grab some nuts and fruits and, you know, some coconut. When I was in Jamaica the other day, every day I made sure I drank some jelly coconut and ate the inside of it. Next on the list are blueberries. Blueberries are rich in antioxidants thanks to the nutrient anthocyanin, which gives the fruits its blue pigment. Those antioxidants can improve neutral communication, increase the release of dopamine, and protect the brain from an age-related decline in dopamine's level. Next on the list, tea. Like cocoa and blueberry, tea contains antioxidants known as catechins. Tea can also help increase metabolism and suppress the absorption of fat and protect the skin and brain from inflammation. So I know, you know, my favorite is green tea. I make sure every day I have even one serving of green tea. The next on the list are mushrooms. Different types of mushrooms provide varying health benefits. Skitake mushrooms, for example, have been shown to improve the immune system in increased metabolism and strengthen the liver. And those are just a few of the pointers that he shared with us and from his book. I was reading the book online, and I am really going to buy the book because there are some beneficial. Some real benefits in the advice that he has given here. So there are things that you can also do. You don't have to go out and spend a lot of money. Just do your research and find out what are the things that are advantageous to your health. And I can tell you that I have a couple of friends, and there are some times when they look at the things I'm eating and they say, oh, what's that you're eating? But I am so focused on the nutritional value of what I eat. And yes, it might be very green. However, it is adding nutritional value. And I tell you, it feels so good when I go out and hear somebody say, oh, you look so young. How old are you? And you tell them your age and they are saying, oh, can't be. How come you look so young? And, you know, a friend of mine said to me one day, you can make a gourmet meal out of rocks. And I can recall growing up in Jamaica when we did not have meat to put on the plate. However, we had a very nutritious and delicious meal. Sometimes it was a pea soup with 3-4 quarts of peas. And, you know, just by sticking the spoon in it, it's standing up because the soup is so thick. And the cabbage. You know, cabbage, turnip, carrot, christophine, all those things. We would, like on a Sunday, would make carrot juice from beets and carrots. You know, we had soursop. We would eat the soursop. Now, there's a big research out now that is praising soursop for its benefits of wiping out cancer cell. Another thing with, turmeric. We grew up in Jamaica using turmeric in curry. And now there's also another big research about turmeric and its advantages to cancer cells. So if you're just joining, I want you to call in and talk to me about some of the things you are doing differently towards your health. And, you know, how are you? What are you eating? how are you doing that? And just to prepare it, how are you preparing it? And you just need to practice. All recipes are created by trial and error. You try something and see how you like it. And that's how you keep creating new dishes. You know, you can do a meal, has no meat in it, and it has a lot of peas and beans and vegetables. And you would share it with someone, and they would think it's a gourmet meal. I just had to get a drink of water to moisten my throat. And so you just practice. You go inside. You know, cooking is a craft. A cook is an artist that is always creating masterpiece every day. So go in your kitchen and play. You know, I go to the Oriental market and I see vegetables and fruits that I don't know. And I put them in the basket and I go up and I ask the lady, what is this called? Sometimes she knows the names in English, sometimes she doesn't. But if she does not know the names in English, I ask her, how do you cook it? Because I don't have to know the name. I just know the nutritional value. There's another food, a vegetable I learned about 2 years ago. It's called a bitter melon. And in Jamaica, we have a plant called the sarsee. And the bitter lemon is the fruit that bears on the vine of the sarsee plant. And yes, we used to pop it and eat the seeds in Jamaica when it ripes. But here you can get them to buy in the Indian supermarket and also in the Asian supermarkets as well. And the people in the Asian market tells me that it is good for diabetics. So if you know anybody who is a diabetic, she says, oh, they can just eat this. And I said, well, how do you eat that? And she said, oh, you just cut it up and you just like stir fried. And I tell you, you season that baby up with some garlic and onion, you are not even tasting the bitterness in it. And even if I was tasting the bitterness, I would not be concerned about that because I know how beneficial it is for my health. And the peas and beans and legumes that is out there, a lot of people, they don't know how to use them. But I tell you, you can find every recipe that you want on the internet. So Google kidney beans, Google lima beans, and Google how to cook them. I tell you, you really don't need any meat. You need some onions, and you need some fresh garlic and some pepper. And you're going to find out about how delicious these peas and these beans and these grains are. And if you want to add them to rice, I know you all, majority of the people will probably know about rice and peas that we make in Jamaica with coconut milk. And, you know, when that baby is done properly, you don't need any meat for that. So you can just enjoy it with brown rice, with your kidney beans. Add some spices, fresh thyme and onions, and a couple grains of allspice or pimento. And you just simmer that down, and you can just eat that as a meal by itself because it is very nutritious. And you can add a salad to that, and you can eat it. The other thing for those people who might be listening in Jamaica and everything like that, ackee salad, a raw salad made from ackee. I learned that from my nephew, Dwight. He cleans up his ackee and he cut up some thyme, he cut up some garlic, and he cuts up some onions. And he spin it in, and that's his salad for with his ackee salad. And I came home and I tried that, and it is delicious. I grew up for years cooking my ackee, but now I know I can eat it raw with a salad as well. So call in, let me hear what you are doing to
Now, the next question is question 7. What are two resurfacing techniques that reduce fine lines and wrinkles? Hyperbolic and chemical peel, dermoplasma and chemical peel, dermoplasma and alpha hydroxy. Number 8.
All of them begin to fall apart. A new dimension tonight. again the same way. You'll never ever touch us again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations.